expected to speak this morning, but a speaker didn't show up, so Chris said, would you speak in the morning? I'll speak in the evening. I thought Chris had this all lined up, so this is where we are. And so then he went on to say, would you please speak on prayer? And so that's what we're going to talk about this morning, because of the fact that we are, evidently, talking about the prayers of Paul. So, you know, I think when it comes to prayer, that oftentimes we talk more about it than do it. So I don't want to do that exactly this morning. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to ask if we'll begin this session with maybe Frank Wolfley there and Mr. Don Palmer and Raymond, if you'll just have a word of prayer. We'll just have a little time of prayer and then we'll talk about it.
Our dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can come together, Lord, as a group of Christians, Lord, to praise your name, Lord, to remember what you have done for us, Lord, sending your Son to die on the cross, to bear our sin, Lord, as we thought about this morning, Lord, how you were cursed for us, Lord, and that all of our sins, Lord, were nailed to the cross, Lord, and because of that, Lord, and because of your perfect gift of salvation, Lord, and being raised from the dead, Lord, that we too, through faith through you, Lord, can also become sons of God, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you and praise you for that, Lord, that it was what you did, Lord, nothing that we did, Lord. We, Lord, are nothing more than vile sinners, Lord, born into sin, Lord, but because of your love, Lord, you have chosen to save us, Lord, and also that we give you the glory, Lord. Have this time of prayer, Lord, and also have this time of teaching, Lord, that your word will go forth, Lord, that we might be receptive, Lord, and receive it. Lord, we pray for those Christians in other countries or in other assemblies, even in this area and others, Lord, that you are everywhere, Lord, that you will be with them. We pray, Lord, for those who are not as fortunate as we, Lord, who can be persecuted and such, Lord, for just coming together and praising your name and having prayer. And we ask that you will offer comfort to them, Lord. Again, Lord, we just pray for the children, Lord, as well, as they are learning about you through the teachers, Lord. You'll give the teachers the wisdom and that you might speak for them. Lord, again, we just praise your name, Lord, that for who you are awesome and powerful, all-powerful God, the only true God. Thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your Son to die for us. Yes, it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Dear Lord, we continue before thee and we thank thee for this another Lord's day when we can come into thy house and meet together with others of like precious faith. We remember the words of John, and we're thinking about prayer, and he says that if we do your commandments and do those things that are pleasing in your sight, that you will answer. And we know, dear Lord, that thy word speaks to us, and in prayer we speak to thee. And dear Lord, it's not always a matter of asking, but it's a matter of communion. We pray that we might realize these things and we might commune with thee day by day, not only on Sunday, but throughout the week as we're working and as we're driving down the road. And we just look to thee for thy help and we thank thee for all thy love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we can have today. Thank you that Jesus paid it all and all to him we owe. Pray that we might be a thankful people. Pray that we might take advantage of prayer both as request and as of praise. And as we think of our dear people here and there, we pray that thou bless and be with and pray that we as a group here might be able to stand for what's right when confronted by other people, know what we believe in the line of prayer and the line of salvation, that Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now as we have this time of remembering Him in the Word and preaching from the Word, pray that we might be thankful that we'd be able to do this in a place and in a country that allows us to do this unmolested. And pray that we might be the salt as spoken of in the Scripture as we go through life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thing is,
got to be wired up here. Thank you.
Got to be wired.
Thank you, Joe. The interesting thing is how the Bible actually ends. And we find that there's a prayer right at the very last chapter from the second to the last verse. And the prayer is, He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Now that is a tremendous prayer. It ends with that, even so, come, Lord Jesus. On this trip that we just had, I happened to be at a place where I asked a young girl how she was doing, and she said, I'm just a shout away from perfection. When Doris asked me that this morning, I said the same thing to her. And you know, my friends, if you can really take that in, that's true. We are just a shout away from perfection. Thought it was a good phrase. I'm going to use that one because, you know, that's true. Of every individual who knows Jesus Christ as Savior, that shout's going to come and we're going to be made like Him. We'll be perfect. Now, the interesting thing that for spiritual survival, or we might even put it as far as spiritual health, it's important that we know about prayer and the priority of prayer. I want to say again that on Thursday night, we have a prayer meeting every Thursday night. Sometimes we don't have as long as I would like. I would like us to have a little longer time, but we do have a prayer meeting, and if you don't come, we'd like to invite you again to come on Thursday night. You see, there's such a thing as individual, but it's the corporate that we need to keep in mind, where we gather together as a group for something. At the end times, in the book of Judges, one of the biggest problems that we had as you studied there in the book of Judges, when you came to the life of Samson, it was all individual energy. The corporate was set aside. We are living in the last days, where a lot of things are by the individual instead of the corporate. But God always intended for the corporate to be established in the local church. And so we get together for one thing, and that is for prayer, that we would continue to do that. So I suppose that most of you know that when a newborn baby is brought into the world, the first thing that the doctor wants to hear or the mother wants to hear is that cry. When they get life, they cry. And I want to say the same thing to you. If you are a newborn, or if you're an oldborn, regardless what the thing is, you need to cry unto the Lord. And the Lord wants to hear that cry. Right from the very beginning, He wants us to cry unto Him, yes, in prayer. Now, nobody needs to take lessons in prayer. Sometimes, you know, people will say to me, but I don't know how to pray. You don't have to take lessons in it, okay? It just comes natural that you cry out to God. We need to pray as the disciples teach us to pray. Not teach us how to pray. Forget the how, okay? The disciples made the statement, teach us to pray. That's all we need to do is be taught to pray. Not how to pray, but that we might be taught that He is always available and that we can always cry out to God. Or that we might know the value of crying out unto the Lord. Now, throughout the Word of God, we have all kinds of prayers, as I said, by men and women. We've got examples for prayer. But I thought I would give you a little outline that I found, and I tried to put with this outline some scripture verses, and perhaps maybe you would like to add to these scripture verses as well. Okay. So, we're good. The first thing I want to talk about is prayer is essential for an engagement with God. To give you an example on that, Jeremiah 33:3. What does it say? Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Let's look at Psalm 29, chapter 11. Psalm 29 and chapter 11. And, no, it's not Psalms chapter 29, 11. It's Psalms 91, verse 15. Sorry. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor me. If you call upon him, we got to get into the point of calling upon him. I know what I was thinking of. Jeremiah chapter 29, okay? Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29. We're going to look at several verses of Scripture. Jeremiah 29, starting with verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expectant end. Therefore shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with all your heart. Another thought of Scripture that came to my mind as I was thinking about being engaged with God in prayer is Psalms 50, verse 15. How about you reading that, Daryl? Okay. And then Psalms 34, 6, Frank, you can read that, okay? Just for sake of time, Dan, you can look up 2 Chronicles 14:11, and Larry, you can find for us Exodus 14:10-14. Okay, Daryl?
50:15, call upon me in a day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
Thank you. So, prayer is essential for engagement with God, and we need to call unto Him. Now, also, I think we need to look that prayer is essential for empowerment from God. Okay, Dan? 2 Chronicles 14:11.
And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God. For we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God, let not man prevail against thee.
Oh my, the power comes from God when we call upon him. Larry?
When Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken away, taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto all the people, fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. The Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall never see them again, no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold the peace.
My, when we cry out to God, what will he do for us? He'll fight for us. There's power in prayer. And prayer is essential for the empowerment with God. But we need to cry out to him, and he gives us that power. Now another thought here, that prayer is essential for enlargement with God. Now let me ask you, what's the first verse that comes to your mind for that? A good example of a man in the Old Testament. I'll give you a hint. Chronicles. I know you know it. Jabez, what did he do?
He asked for enlargement.
Thank you, Charlie. Okay, 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 10. And Jabez called out, on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve thee. And God granted him that which he requested. Oh, prayer is essential for enlargement through God. Now, while we're looking at that thought, I want to turn to Psalms again. We're going to do a little turning, if you like. Psalms chapter 4, and the psalmist prayed this cry, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Yes, the psalmist prayed for enlargement there. Psalms 25. And verse 16 through 20. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. You know, there's some sitting right in this room today, and they can say this, that the troubles in their life or in their heart are enlarged. Many people have lots of troubles, but the Lord also wants us to cry out to him so that we might have enlargement, what I said, through God. But not the enlargement of our troubles, but the enlargement for the answer from our troubles, okay? Now, let's turn from there to Psalms 18, okay? Psalm 18. Starting with verse 1, as we see the prayer, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Notice verse 19. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighteth in me. Oh my, I'm so glad for that. Now notice verse 36. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. Oh, the Lord will bring out the enlargement. We have a lot of problems and so forth and that. But there's enlargement through God as we continue in prayer. Now, let's go on here. Prayer is essential for enrichment by God. Does somebody have a thought right away on that? Anybody? I mean, if you want to raise your hand, I'll let you add to these verses or so forth, all right? The first one that came to my mind, again, is the first one we started out with. What does it say? Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and thou wilt show me great and mighty things. So, I mean, the enrichment right there, we're right back from where we started. Not only when we are engaged with God in prayer, but when we are engaged with God, oh, the tremendous enrichment that comes. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And when we're engaged in prayer, oh, let me tell you, he's got great things, far more than we can ask or think. What's that other verse that goes along with that? Ephesians 3:20, now unto him, that's a doxology at the end, okay, now unto him that is able. Well, that's a good verse too in Jude. Okay, good, that's great. Okay, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Jude 24. You read it, Charlie. You read it. That will be good. Okay. At the same time, Jorge, you'll look up the verse that I was thinking of, Ephesians 3:20. Another doxology in prayer. Okay, Charles?
Let's see. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.
My, that's really rich. We're enriched when we have that. Jorge?
Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask for faith, according to the power that works in us.
Yes. And when we ask, oh, there's great enrichment, far more than we can ask or think. I like also that well-known verse, Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. Let's hear it. Thou wilt, because he trusteth in thee. Trust in the Lord Jehovah, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Now look, if our minds, if we are talking with God in prayer, one of the greatest things he enriches us with is what? What did we just say? Peace! He will give us peace. Oh, listen, the world is looking for peace. But there's no peace only from what we find in the Lord. Let's look at Isaiah 57. Isaiah 57 in regards to that. Isaiah 57. I create, verse 19. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace be to him that is afar off, and to him that is near, saith the Lord. And I will heal him. Can I ask my brother Paul or Raymond, the fruit of the lips, what's Dad's portion for that, or what's his portion? Your father often quoted that. All right, somebody else tell me what my dad did. Some of you remember that. What was his verse?
Hebrews.
Thank you, Don. Hebrews. Good. Hebrews chapter 13. Don, you read it. Chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. that goes along with this. Okay.
By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
Yes. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And there we found here in Isaiah, peace, peace to him that is afar off. Yes, I create the fruit of thy lips. Oh, that we might know what it is to have that peace that passeth all understanding. And we are definitely enriched by God. Now let's go to the enjoyment with God. All right. Yes, go ahead, Charlie.
Do you have that 1 Thessalonians 3, 12 and 13? Did you have that already?
No, go ahead. You read it.
And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, all men, even as we do toward you, to the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all saints.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Charlie. Good, okay. Let's go to the next one that I got here. The enjoyment with God, okay. Anybody got a verse that comes quickly to your mind? Psalm 6, oh, I love it. Thank you. Psalm 16, 11, that's one of the ones that I had. Audrey, read it loud, starting with verse 8. What is there? In his presence, there is joy. Oh, let me tell you. When you get into the presence of God, that's what brings us joy. We know what it says in Philippians chapter 4 and verses 4 through 7. Rejoice.
Again, I say rejoice.
Yes, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Now, how are we going to do that? As the chapter goes down, as we meditate, and as we think on those things that God has given to us, yes, we are in prayer. Psalms 63 is another one that came to my mind as I was doing this little... Oh God, Psalm 63 verse 1 first. Oh God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee, my soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Verse 3. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Oh my, we'll rejoice in the Lord. If we stop to meditate upon all that he has done for us, yes, and it will bring forth joy. We don't have time for all this, but if we were to look in Deuteronomy chapter 12 or Deuteronomy chapter 16, every time that they would come to a feast day, every time they would gather into the house of the Lord, they would come for the purpose that they would rejoice. That phrase is mentioned over and over again in the Old Testament, that when they would come, they would rejoice in Him at the place of His choice. Right. At the place of his choosing, and when they would come, they would rejoice in the Lord. Oh, that we might know what it is to rejoice in the Lord. Let's just look at one more. 2 Chronicles chapter 6. 2 Chronicles chapter 6. And verse 40 and 41. Now, my God, let I beseech thee, thine eyes be open, and let thine ears be attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. Now, therefore, arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place, thou in the ark of the strength, let thy priest, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in thy goodness. You will find throughout the Old Testament that when they came to the place of his choice, when they gathered collectively, there was rejoicing. And as they prayed, yes. And here even Solomon said, as we come to his place, to the place that he has established, let us rejoice in the Lord. There is enjoyment with God. It's really great. Okay? Gotta move along. There's enlightenment in God. Okay? Somebody got a thought? Raise your hand. I didn't hear you. What was that, Audrey? Dot, thank you. Yes, okay, that's good. Psalms 119, 105. That's a good thought, okay. Anybody else got a thought? For enlightenment in God when we come in prayer, okay. Look at Psalm 5, okay. Psalm 5 and verse 3. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. And you know, as soon as we get into prayer, right in the morning, as we wake up, oh, we can be enlightened with what God has for us. And as Doc just quoted that he will be a path unto our feet. He's a light, Psalms 119, 105. But also we have that well-known verse in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Their understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall. Yeah, right in the morning. We need to do that. Yes, thank you.
Something that's real similar. 143, verse 8.
Yes, go ahead.
Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I confide. Make me to know the way wherein I should walk, for unto thee do I lift up my soul.
Yes, good. Thank you, Clint. Okay. Another well-known verse that came to my mind is Acts chapter 7, where it goes this. It says, ask and it shall be given thee, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Now the three things in that verse are ask, seek, and knock. If you take the first letter of each one of those words, what have you got? Ask. Don't forget that. That's the most important thing. Is that God wants us, first of all, to ask. And as we ask, we will be enlightened in God's ways. There's a lot of verses that I had there, but we got to move around long, or I'm not going to finish this. Encouragement from God, okay? First verse that came to my mind was 2 Chronicles 7:14. Thank you. You'll read that for me. Jerry. Good. 2 Chronicles 17:14. How about 7:14? I'm sorry. Jerry, 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, while you're looking that up. Chris, you'll find for me Psalm 50 and verse 15 and 23. Just 15 and 23. And Raymond, Mishner there, you will find for me Psalm 5, 1 and 12. Okay, Jerry? Ah, that's a great thing. That's encouragement. If you want encouragement, God says, if you will do that, I will hear and I will forgive. Okay? Thank you. Chris? A little louder, please. Go ahead. Yes. Oh, listen, there is a tremendous thing there. There's encouragement from God when you get into prayer. Okay, Raymond? Psalms 5, verse 1 and verse 12. when we pray, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Oh, listen, there's tremendous encouragement from God when we pray. There's great encouragement from God, okay? There's entrustment to God, okay? Prayer is essential to entrust things to God, okay? Certainly, you got a verse of this. Wordcast. What's that? Okay, 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Another one? All right, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Use that word cast. Yes, Psalms 55:22. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. Psalms 37:5 is a good one. Starts with commit. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Yes. Entrust everything to God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. It's so important that we would do that. We can talk about prayer, but we need to do it. We need to commit our ways unto the Lord. Trust also unto Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Now, prayer is essential for these things, but the essentials to prayer, I'm not going to give you verses for this, although I have some. It's for essentials for eligibility, okay? We're children, all right? And as children, we ought to come to God in prayer, and we can always say, Abba, Father, thank you. Good. Then there's our enthusiasm. When we come to prayer, we should be enthusiastic about it as well, because we're enthusiastic because what are we expecting?
Answers.
Good. Okay. And so we should be enthusiastic in our prayer as well. Then there should be entreaty. Essentials to prayer is that we entreat God for what our need is, and we come to God out of our needs. That's where prayer all starts, right there where we come for our needs. Then we are inquiry as well. There's verses I had for that, but we'll just move along. But then for endurance, we need to endure in prayer. Then also there's the effectiveness of prayer. What's the first that comes to your mind on that? Certainly. Thank you. Thank you. Say that for me. Go ahead. Good. James 5:16. Excellent. And then I like this fact. There's expectancy. We want to expect what... I like that verse in Matthew 21:22. Bill Carson, you can read that for me. Good, just so he doesn't fall asleep on me. That's good. Okay. And Clint, you can get for me Mark 11:24. Matthew 21:22, Bill. Yes. You've got to ask in prayer, in believing. What does it say there in Mark, Clint?
For this reason I say to you.
11:24?
Yes. Mine might be slightly different. For this reason I say to you, all things whatsoever you pray for and ask, believe that you receive it, and it shall come to pass for you.
Thank you. Okay. Whatsoever things ye ask in faith, believing, you shall receive. Same thought, but... your version's a little... That's all right, Clint. You're okay. Good. Okay, so there should be expectancy as well. And then I got here for this here, last one here on this here, essentials to prayer, is to be exact. Thank you, dear. Okay. Exactness in our prayer, because that we want to have. You know, it's all right to pray all over the globe, but let's be definite in our prayers. This week, particularly, we're praying for... Dorothy Mancuso's father, that he would get saved. I mean, we need to mention that in prayer and be definite about the prayer. We're praying for individuals who are going through troubles and difficulties. And if a person's doing that, we should bring it right to the Lord and be definite in our prayers. So there's exactness in prayer. Then the last thing that I had down here, essentially, prayer is, and I just had... asking, That's the first thing. Thanking, praising God for all that He has done. We don't want to leave that part out in prayer. Confessing, oh, we need to have that part. And then interceding on behalf of others. That's the essentials that we have, essentially what prayer is those things. I just want to end with this thought because my time has come to the end again. And I like John chapter 17 and verse 9. It's been such a favorite of mine because in that verse we find that the Lord is praying for me. Oh, you know, we pray. But you know, I'm so thankful that He prays for me. I also like it in Hebrews where it says that He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Oh, what a tremendous thing it is to be able to have prayer. But when you stop to think that the Lord is praying for you, but that's great. But I'm so thankful He's praying for me. Chris, you're closing in prayer. Thank you.